Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 465 of the Story Hacker podcast. So I've heard it said that a bicycle, a push bike, and a human being is the most efficient machine in the world. Oh, now, I don't know whether that's true. I used to cycle to work years and years ago, and I said this to my mate once, and he said, yeah, but you are not one of the most efficient machines in the world. And he was right. But there's this idea that I've had in my head ever since then, really, that there is something about simplicity, certainly in terms of a business, and certainly in terms of a process or a website, which is really what I'm getting around to, something about simplicity that generates more power. There's less friction, obviously. And as I've mentioned on the podcast, this week I've been working on my website. Now, I've got loads of client work on at the moment, so this has really been in the margins. But it's one of those times, you know, those times when, for whatever reason, the thing that you've been sort of nibbling away at for weeks or months, in this case, you suddenly get a head of steam on. And for me, I'd made a commitment to a mate of mine that I was actually going to get this thing finished. And it's live. It's up. It's a bicycle of a website, though. It's 7 pages. Essentially 7 pages. And I'm really happy with the structure. There's loads to do, of course. And, you know, the great thing about simplicity, I think, is if you can start from a simple place, it's much easier to intelligently add things, as opposed to trying to take things away from complex structures. Is, you know, often hard. We can easily add, we can very often not subtract. So I'm really pleased the website is live. And I've been thinking about this bicycle metaphor, because I think it's quite powerful for business, particularly if you're kind of a one-man band. And the thing that I really like, as I mentioned in yesterday's podcast about the new site, is the simplicity of the offer. You know, free, fast, or done for you. That's quite useful, I think. And I've got another dash. You know, I call these things where you kind of, you suddenly focus on something and you get the job done, and, you know, 80% of the work is done in 20% of the time. You know, that kind of thing. I've got another one of those projects that I want to try and fit in before Christmas. Again, around the edges, because I'm working on client stuff as well. But, you know, the middle tier of my offer is this on-demand training. And though I've got lots of video of me doing talks and presentations and what have you, on stories and storytelling and strategy and all that kind of thing, what I haven't done yet is put them into a single kind of hour-long piece of training. And I'm going to try and do that next week, or certainly sneakily over the Christmas break. I'm going to try and do that. But anyway, that's it really for today. I'm just really happy that the website is live. It's at storiesmeanbusiness.com if you want to check it out. But like I said, right now it's very simple, and I'll be adding Easter eggs and secret passageways and story experiments and all kinds of things over the next year or so. But there you go. Today I've planted an acorn, which makes me very happy. And it's one of the ways that our stories can mean business. Thanks for listening. Speak soon.